yeah.
Okay.
The big man.
So, talking to Austin Tysman, and we're going to talk about getting to play fullback for a play. let's start with who you blocked. You got a kickout block on somebody there. It was a touchdown.
Yeah. I think it was. I got one on. Oh, that was Crawford. You got a kickout block on Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. Bringing me back to the high school days.
You can't really say, but do you think you might get a chance, you know, maybe on a goal line against Nebraska
to blow somebody up? Yes. Yeah. I know they did that with Akeem Spence a few years ago, and that'd be my dream to get in there and get to
your dream. So your dream in life is a kickout block.
Boom.
Okay.
Making it happen.
Good. let's talk about the whole game. How did you feel about it? I mean, you know.
You know, I felt good about it. I wish it would have been closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, as a unit, you want to see both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last 2 years have been
really
right
close.
Down to the wire, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that wasn't the greatest, but I think that on both sides of the ball, I did see a lot of things that were definitely productive and positive.
Yeah.
So
is it strange doing it, like, you know, you don't have the guys you're used to, maybe a third-string guy next to you? And
it's totally different.
Yeah, because you're used to the first-string line and all the guys, and you know everything. And,
but it was cool because, like, I got to learn, like, what their strengths were and what their weaknesses were. And it was cool to – I wanted to help them out because the better our depth is, the better we're going to be.
Yeah. Now, I saw on Thursday night of practice that – the coaches were letting you guys coach a little bit, you know, because through the summer.
That's what we're going to be doing.
You guys are the coaches.
Yeah.
So it was you and Abe, right?
Yeah, it was me, Abe, and then there's Jake Howe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so how does that work? I mean, you'll be.
So each one of us will pick a drill.
Yeah.
So I'll pick a drill, I'll run that drill, and then the next guy does the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then through the summer, do you guys call those practices?
Yeah.
You get together with the line.
Yeah.
And you're running the show.
We run the show.
You make the rookies feel bad.
Yeah.
That's right.
Tease them a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. So what's that going to be like? I mean, did you do some of that last summer?
I did. I got to do a little bit of that last summer, but Tim Kennard was definitely the leader of the pack that year.
Yeah.
But this year, I think it'll be cool to get to swing into more of a leadership role with these other two guys.
Yeah, yeah. And kind of bring the freshmen along.
Yeah.
You guys have several guys who were kind of held out with injury and such like that. So
we got a lot of guys that I'm really excited about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think of the freshmen and the sophomores? What do you
think
of those guys?
I think they're awesome. I think, you know, Fotu, I thought, played awesome today.
Mm-hmm.
He showed another side of himself. PJ played great.
Mm-hmm.
Tico's just coming back, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
just
coming off an injury. He played a ton of snaps today, and I thought he did really good.
So. Yeah, he had foot surgery in, like, December.
Yeah, he had foot surgery.
Yeah, that's right. So by August, the plan, you guys should have maybe a rotation of five guys at tackle, maybe?
Yeah, I think
maybe
so.
Maybe six, maybe?
Yeah. We should be pretty good with the depth-wise.
Yeah, which is a lot better than last year.
Way better.
Okay, your goals for the summer, besides picking on freshmen when you get to lunch?
My goals for this summer, I think, is just to keep improving, especially on the pass rush. I think that's my biggest weakness right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, helping the other guys rise up around me,
yeah,
I think, is definitely my biggest goal.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Congrats on getting your first offensive play.
Thank you.
Screaming for the ball.
Huh? Screaming for the ball.